news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A fairly significant temperature change from day to day. Heck, yesterday it dropped about 10 degrees in just a couple hours' time. Right now, 43 at our studios at Airport and I-65. It's Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill's got more on that forecast coming up in just a second. And right now, Kane will check the ride in. Here's traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions so far. Good news is construction is finally done on Florida and Dolphin Street after a year. Back open again this morning. Wind advisory also this morning. Pretty chilly start and gusty winds, but no wrecks in the roadways. Celebrate the holidays with Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile. With more than 1,100 set pieces and 3 million lights, it's guaranteed to get you in a holiday spirit. Get tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill with a full weather discussion coming up around 6:35. And you grab a jacket. Trust me, grab a jacket when you step out this morning. It's a big change from yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday it dropped like 20 degrees or something, right like in the middle of the day.
During midday Mobile, from the time the show started to the time I walked out, it dropped 10 degrees or more.
Yeah, it was a quick drop.
Now, today, looking around here, 43 here in Mobile. Citronelle, you're at 39. Bay Minette, you're at 40. The icebox of Mobile County, Mount Vernon, at 39. So,
whoa.
And on top of that, the wind is blowing.
Yeah,
blew the dog off the chain. I mean, it's blowing. It's blowing out there. So be ready for that. And the rain's still part of the mix as of right now, mostly for South Mobile County and a bulk of Baldwin County. But we'll talk to Doc about that more coming up in just a little bit. On the way in sports.
Well, Hank Aaron Stadium has a new operator. So pretty big news. City Council voted, get this, unanimously yesterday.
I never thought I would hear that again. But, so we're moving forward with Hank. You'll tell us more about that?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Also coming up this morning, Jeff Poor joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. And lots of headlines this morning. A night last night, a deadly night for a suspect that shot at Mobile County deputies. They fired back and killed him. More on that coming up in just a second. More headlines right now with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man with a history of mental illness is under arrest for threatening to, quote, destroy President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin and kill the children of U.S. officials. Derek Matthew Pfeiffer's from Alabama, and according to prosecutors, he's also posted a video on Facebook where he's seen in a hotel room with two guns as he berates a federal judge and threatens to kill anyone who tries to arrest him. As far as the gun, it was a loaded Ruger LCP 380 gun That was found in his vehicle, and three types of ammunition also found in that hotel room. 5 years ago, he underwent a mental health exam after the U.S. Secret Service accused him of threatening to kill then-President Barack Obama and blow up a federal building in Jackson, Michigan, saying, quote, he often channels God's words in his videos on Facebook. Pfeiffer was diagnosed with delusional disorder. He's also been diagnosed with paranoid personality disorder, which involves pervasive distrust and suspicion of others. He's charged with being a felon in possession of ammunition based on prior arrests. He has been ordered to undergo another mental health exam based on these latest charges. This morning, a state inmate is back behind bars after being on the run for more than 4 months. The Alabama Department of Corrections has confirmed that 50-year-old Kevin Bradley Nelson has surrendered to the Chilton County Sheriff's Office deputies. That's in Clanton. He did so yesterday morning without incident. Nelson was sentenced to 2 years in prison at the Staten Correctional Facility in Clanton for receiving stolen property. He now faces additional charges for his August 19th escape. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
No matter the occasion, at Honey Baked Ham Mobile, they've got you covered. They've got the gift you're tempted to give yourself, a Honey Baked Ham gift card. And if you can't decide what to give this year, let that lucky someone decide. Everyone on your shopping list can choose something for themselves. From their famous hams to delicious side dishes, desserts, and more, they are your gift headquarters this Christmas. Extended holiday hours the week before Christmas for your last-minute shopping convenience. Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is dead following a shootout with Mobile County Sheriff's deputies. It happened last night on Lot Road. Deputies were responding to a 911 call about a man armed with a gun that was behaving erratically. When they arrived at the scene, deputies confronted 66-year-old Terrence White. Sheriff's Captain Paul Burt says there was a conversation and the man chose to fire on the deputies. They returned fire and White was killed. The deputies were not injured. Burt says White may have been suffering from mental problems. The shooter at the NAS Pensacola mass shooting was able to legally buy a gun at a Pensacola gun shop. The FBI says even though Muhammad Al-Shamrani was a foreign national, because he had a valid Florida hunting license, he was able to legally make the purchase of the 9mm handgun used in the shooting that killed three sailors and wounded eight others. Meanwhile, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley awarded gold wings to the parents of the three sailors who were killed in Friday's mass shooting. Airman Muhammad Haytham and Airman Apprentice Cameron Walters were honored as Naval Air Crewmen. Ensign Josh Watson was honored as a Naval Aviator. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Hank Aaron Stadium gets a new operator. The Auburn Tigers get a new offensive coordinator. And Garrett Cole gets a record-breaking Major League Baseball contract. Quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile City Council voted 7-0 on Tuesday. That's unanimous, approving a proposal by the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group to take over operations and the lease at Hank Aaron Stadium. MSEG will take over the lease from the previous tenant, Ballcore LLC, after that company moved the Mobile Bay Bears minor league baseball team to Madison, Alabama. According to John Sharp from AL.com, MSEG was in competition with about six other proposals for the stadium, and by taking over the lease, the group will be responsible for all stadium expenses for the remainder of the contract. That contract expires on March 31st of 2022. MSEG's proposal to City Council claimed that they will host high school and collegiate baseball games at the Hank, along with live concerts and other events. Sharp reports that the Murphy High School baseball team plans to play its home games there starting in February. In college football coaching news, the Auburn Tigers have hired former Arkansas head coach Chad Morris to be the Tigers' new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Morris will replace Kenny Dillingham, who left Auburn for the offensive coordinator position at Florida State on Monday. Morris and Auburn coach Gus Malzahn have had a close relationship since their high school coaching days in the early 2000s. Morris was fired at Arkansas last month in the middle of his second season as head coach. He finished there with a 4-18 overall record, and he's expected to immediately join the staff as the team prepares for the Outback Bowl. Auburn scheduled to begin practices next week. They'll face number 18 Minnesota in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day in Tampa Bay. The Georgia Bulldogs have also added a recently fired SEC head coach to their own coaching staff. Bulldogs announced Tuesday that they've hired former Ole Miss head coach Matt Luke as their new offensive line coach. Luke was released December 1st after going 15-21 overall as the Rebels' coach. At Georgia, he'll replace Sam Pittman, who was hired on Sunday as Arkansas's new head coach. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport will miss the rest of the season with a foot injury that he sustained in Sunday's loss to San Francisco. NFL Network reports that Davenport suffered a, quote, significant foot injury and is expected to undergo season-ending surgery. Right now, the nature of that foot injury is not clear. Davenport's in his second season in New Orleans. He has 6 sacks, 31 tackles, and 3 forced fumbles this season in 13 starts. In baseball, free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees have agreed to a record 9-year, $324 million contract.
Cha-ching!
That deal includes an opt-out after 5 years, also has a full no-trade clause. That surpasses Steven Strasburg's new contract with Washington that was signed on Monday for the most total money and annual average salary for a pitcher.
Jeez.
$324 million. In college basketball, Texas Tech upset number 1 Louisville 70-57. Unranked Penn State upset number 4 Maryland 76-69. And number 11 Baylor beat number 18 Butler 53-52. 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile has a long list of CBD stocking stuffers under $20, lotions, lip balms, and oh, the bath bombs, an absolute favorite. Find it all at your CBD store of West Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. They do have a wind advisory again this morning, so hang out of the wheel across the Bayway, the Causeway. And again, construction is done on Florida and Dolphin Street after a year. That'll ease up some traffic. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad and you'll get 15% off all purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. See them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
After a year, Florida's open there between Dolphin and Old Shell. Good. It's just a year.
Are we probably sure?
I'll tell you what, and they need to get it open. The intersection there at Florida and Old Shell,
mm-hmm.
it is popping, man. That whole area there from Butch Cassidy's, you know, heading north through that. I mean, that, I guess, put the new grocery store in back there and all the store. It's like, we're going last night, going to a Cub Scout meeting mm-hmm. that we do at a church right down there on Spring Hill Avenue. And it's like, it's just like happening. It's like a little, there's always been, of course, Cammy's Old Dutch has been there forever in Butch Cassidy's. But now there's just a lot more, I don't know, goings on. There's a technical term I'll use. There's some goings on.
Did you take a look over while you was Florida open last night? Or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looked like it was. It's been open semi for a while, mm-hmm. but it's been like driving down a county maintained dirt road, but it has been open for a while. Now I guess it's officially mm-hmm. wide open. All right, so enjoy that. And I think they got McGregor open now again from Old Shell heading back towards Airport.
Wow.
And that's like part of my going home route, but I've stayed off it so long I've forgotten what it even looks like. So I think that I saw cars going that way the other day. I thought maybe it was open. So there you go. 621 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill Williams joins us here in just a little bit. Talk about our forecast for the rest of the work week and a look forward to the weekend. I can tell you right now, pretty tough this morning. If you don't like cold and you don't like rain, today is not your day. That's what we're dealing with this morning. But details coming up with a timeline of when that gets out of here at around 6:35 with Dr. Bill. Now more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New details are surfacing in the troubling death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney, as her remains have been tested and they've tested positive for methamphetamine and trazodone. It's an antidepressant which is used to treat insomnia. This after the 3-year-old's body was found 10 days after her abduction. That news is coming out in the testimony, which happened Tuesday in the Jefferson County courtroom. That information was revealed in the preliminary hearing of Patrick Stallworth. He's one of two suspects charged with her abduction and death. Stallworth and his girlfriend, 29-year-old Derek Brown, are both charged with capital murder of a child under the age of 14. If they are both convicted, they both face the death penalty. Brown will appear in court this Friday. This morning, when you step outside, you will feel a chill in the air, but at least it's not snow. That's the forecast for some in northern Alabama, and it's impacting the school day. The National Weather Service forecasted up to an inch of snow to fall in portions of northern Alabama beginning yesterday afternoon with a wintry mix, possibly farther south in portions of northern central Alabama. And yes, that was yesterday. And today they're talking sleet and snow and up to an inch of snow possible. That forecast for some schools to dismiss early on Tuesday, and now they are delayed when it comes to the start of the school day this morning due to the threat of frozen accumulation and below freezing temperatures, which happened Tuesday night. A number of school systems have announced delays this morning. Most are delayed by 2 hours. They include Russellville City Schools, Coleman City Schools, Madison County Schools, Jackson County Schools, Huntsville City Schools, and there are many more. The list is expected to grow. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us the very latest on our weather here and what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. He's coming up in a few short minutes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
624 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We are big fans of receiving and giving Omaha Steaks in the Sullivan House. I got a chance for you to do the same. You could, of course, send this as a gift, but if you want to get yourself one while you're at it, listen to this. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time offer with y'all, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love for only $69.99. Now, here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board, and you'll get all the food, plus the cutlery set, cutting board, and all that for just $69.99. Now, of course, Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. So listen here. This is how you get this deal and get it now before the Christmas holiday gets here. Don't wait. Take advantage of the offer. Get your gift when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love, the favorite gift package. Do that today. All right, 626, and a couple things here. Number one, let's go. We can go ahead and announce this too, because you said Time has put their list out, Time Magazine, of their Person of the Year.
Yeah, so Time Magazine, you know, they do the Person of the Year every year, and they've been doing it forever. And
right.
So this is the time of year where we start to see who they will announce. And yesterday, they narrowed it down to 5 finalists, and those 5 finalists. Prior to them announcing the actual winner today on the Today Show, the 5 finalists, and I lost it, but it's Pelosi,
okay,
Trump,
right,
the whistleblower,
Thunberg, right,
Greta Thunberg, climate activist, and the Hong Kong protesters. Those are the 5 finalists for Time Person of the Year. We'll find out today who that winner is.
So the Hong Kong protesters don't get it as a group. They individual standing.
No, okay. we've seen groups win before. So
absolutely. And things.
And things.
The internet is one. I mean, I
wouldn't be surprised if the Slinky won 1 year. Actually, I would be surprised.
We'd have to go back and check. So, which is a reminder for what we do around here. Been doing this a few years. Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah.
All right. So, we do something. Well, we do it better, I think, than Time. They might have beaten us by 100 and something years doing their Person of the Year or Man of the Year thing. We do Alabamian of the Year around here. When we come back from Dr. Bill, we'll explain, if you're new to this, how we set the brackets here on Alabamian of the Year and how the whole process works. We'll get into that coming up. All right, News 5 is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Navy says flight training has been suspended for more than 300 Saudi Arabian students at 3 bases in Florida in the wake of the deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola. Navy Commander Clay Daw says he's not sure how long the suspension will last. On Friday, Saudi national Mohammed al-Shamrani opened fire, killing 3 sailors and wounding 8 others. The FBI says he was able to buy the gun used in the shooting legally at a Pensacola gun store. A cantonment woman has been accused of breaking both of her baby's arms. 22-year-old Cheyenne Smith has been charged with aggravated child abuse. Deputies were called to Sacred Heart Hospital Monday night, where nurses told them the 1-month-old baby had several fractures to both arms and a dislocated shoulder. They believe the injuries may have come from the mother pulling the child's arms. Construction projects at both Florida Street and McGregor Avenue in Mobile have been completed. There will be 2 separate events today to celebrate. One will be at Florida Street at 9:30 this morning, followed by another event on McGregor Avenue at 10:15. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Well, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
Michael Horowitz, Department of Justice Inspector General, heads to Capitol Hill this morning, where Suzanne Malveaux reports you'll probably walk into a contentious committee session.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be meeting to address the Justice Department Inspector General report about the FBI's misbehavior, likely to spark more fireworks and controversy around the impeachment process.
The House Judiciary Committee meets this evening to begin preparing the articles of impeachment to go to the full House for a vote, most likely by Friday. The mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey, is saying this morning that gunmen targeted a kosher market during a shooting yesterday that killed 6 people, including a police officer. Jersey City and nearby New York City have police on high alert to protect Jewish neighborhoods. Turkey's foreign minister is suggesting his country could bar American troops from using 2 strategically placed Turkish air bases, retaliation for possible U.S. sanctions against Turkey for purchasing weapons from Russia. Stock futures continue flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. House Democrats in the White House have announced agreements on a modified North American trade pact, handing both sides a major Capitol Hill win. This comes on the same day that Democrats announced their impeachment charges against the president. Both sides hailed the revamped U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement as a significant improvement over the original NAFTA, with Democrats saying they want stronger provisions on enforcing the agreement. Republicans say it will help keep the economy humming along. Chevron is writing down the value of its assets by more than $10 billion, a concession that, in an age of abundant oil and gas overabundance, some of its holdings won't be profitable anytime soon. In the largest write-down by an energy producer in years, Chevron says it's cutting the value of a number of properties, notably as Shell holdings, by a combination of $10 to $11 billion. Chevron's also restructuring its operations to focus on fewer prospects in the face of persistently low natural gas prices. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Well, good morning, Sean.
I should say cold morning. Cold morning, Dr. Bill. So yesterday when my midday show, it was, I don't know, 70-something degrees when we started the show. I stepped out to my truck after the show, and it already dropped quite a bit, 5, 10 degrees. this morning, it's significant. If people have not stepped out, they probably ought to grab a jacket.
Yeah, it's the factor is the wind right now, gusty winds, and that's making it feel a lot colder than the readings we already have down into the low and mid-40s, so it's going to feel a lot cooler than that today. Yesterday, it got up to 78 degrees. We were only 2 degrees from a record high for the day.
Wow.
And but we're not going to be anywhere near that today. It's going to be about 57 or 58 at best this afternoon. But through most of the morning hours, it'll be in the mid and upper 40s until this afternoon. We still have some light rain over the area affecting southeast Mississippi, southwest Alabama, Florida Panhandle. The front that went through is now way to the east of it. In fact, it's already over in the northern portion of the Florida Peninsula. And then it extends westward out into the northern Gulf of Mexico. And so we're going to see this light rain this morning, and then it should become partly cloudy this afternoon. But the wind will continue out of the northeast at 15 to 20 and with some higher gusts at times. Now tonight, the wind will die down, and it will be partly cloudy. We will cool down into the lower 40s tonight, so look for a low of about 41, 42 degrees. And then tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy. And what's going to happen tomorrow is a low-pressure system will form over that front out in the northern Gulf. That low will then track up through the Florida Panhandle into southeast Alabama, Georgia, and then move up the east coast. So as it moves onshore tomorrow, we're going to see rain develop in our area and a pretty good coverage of rain tomorrow night. And then on Friday, the showers will linger in the morning. And then we'll start to see an improvement in the afternoon on Friday. Now, tomorrow I'll look for a high of about 62 and then up to 65 on Friday. All the rain should move out on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday looks really good. Saturday mostly sunny, 68, and then 68 and sunny on Sunday. So we're going to have a beautiful weekend. But in the meantime, we've got those showers maybe this morning. And then the showers coming back late tomorrow and tomorrow night.
A little bit of a, it's kind of even though it's really not, but rebound rain. So it comes through in the form of a front, and then you said a low forms. And would this be something that, not this time of year, but would it be something like that would have tropical characteristics or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. This low pressure area will form along a boundary between cold and warm air, and that's where tropical systems do not form.
Okay.
It'll become a sizable storm once it moves up the east coast, and potentially what they call a nor'easter as it moves up into New England. But as far as our area here, it's going to be rain and for late tomorrow and then tomorrow night into early Friday.
What kind of rainfall totals? I mean, are we looking at big soaker or what
no,
about for us?
No, it doesn't look that way. We officially picked up only 0.06 from the rain that has moved through so far. And we might pick up a quarter of an inch to a half an inch at most for tomorrow and tomorrow night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, one of the stories I got to get passed along today, although if you can't wait, you could go to the Twitter feed. I posted up last night. This is a story about pigeons wearing tiny cowboy hats.
What?
And I feel like I got to get... this was a story that I could usually... Some of these stories I'll save till later in the week because they're not breaking news, so to speak. They have a little bit of a shelf life. But I'm jealous now because since last night when I put the story up, there's lots of news groups getting on this. And I don't. I want to be the first to tell you about these pigeons wearing tiny cowboy hats.
Like an outlaw gang of pigeons? Or
we're not quite sure. It's mysterious. It's mysterious. But there's a... in the Southwest, there's a report. There are reports of pigeons wearing tiny cowboy hats.
Oh, no.
We'll get to that coming up in just a second. Also, headlines with Kelly and traffic is next.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment,
All of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, working an accident, Leroy Stevens in Winchester. Also, we've got another accident without injuries at Western America Drive at the West I-65 service road. That's west of I-65, just south of airport. So watch your speed in those areas. And again, we've got some pretty gusty winds heading across the Bayway and the Causeway. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger and Airport Road in Mobile is ready to upgrade your holidays with the best in remote-controlled cars, trucks, even tanks. They have top-name airplanes, too, including E-Flight, Hangar 9, and Park Zone. Hobbytown USA, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
See, Dalton here can now confirm. You've seen the video. I just showed you a little bit of the video. Y'all can link to this through the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5.
That's certainly a pigeon, and it's definitely wearing a cowboy hat.
I'm going to pull it together and be able to deliver the story here in just a second. All right, we said before we talked to Dr. Bill, we are launching Alabamian of the Year 2019. You know, Time has their Person of the Year or Thing of the Year that they do. Ours, and why I want to point that out is, Time magazine has given bad people Person of the Year.
Yeah, Hitler won it, didn't he?
Right. So, once again, it is the person, in our case for Alabamian of the Year, person, place, thing, group that has most influenced Alabama in 2019.
Right.
It could be for good. It could be for bad. It could be a thing. It could be a person. It could be a group of people. It could be a person not from Alabama, mm-hmm. but they came here. Person from Alabama did something that brought something back to the something. What has been person, place, thing, group, whatever, that has most affected Alabama in 2019. The way we do this is right now we're in the period where you suggest people, places, things, groups.
Yeah, it's the nomination period.
That's right. We do this on the text line and on email. My email is Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
And I'm Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com.
So you can send us an email and say, hey, here's my suggestions, and we'll put those in the loop. Also, if you do the text thing, you can text us at 343-0106. Make sure to put something in the subject that says Alabamian of the Year or something like that, because it helps us. We get so many texts, helps us keep them grouped together. So we'll get those, and then we'll put those up, and then you'll start voting, and we'll winnow down the list that here by the end of 2019, the end of this month, we will award the Alabamian of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell us that person, place, thing, event that you feel most influenced the state in 2019.
And I'll have to go back and look. Last year, I think that it was Jeff Sessions that won it last year. I'm going to have to double check that for sure. It might have been Doug Jones. I know it was. They were both there in the Final Four. For sure, the year prior, it was the Auburn Hedge Jumpers.
Yes.
And they might be in the mix again this year. Because you remember they beat Alabama 2 years ago.
Yeah, I forgot that.
You had forgotten that, I'm sure. And then they all jumped into the hedges. We saw it again this year. So that could be a possible nomination. But I know there's a lot of good contenders out there this year. So we need to hear from you. Tell us who we need to have in the competition.
All right. So get cracking on that. And we'll be talking about this throughout today's show and going forward and on the midday show. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help this morning. Need your help to identify two robbery suspects on Wednesday, December 4th. Just before 9:30 p.m., the suspects entered the Family Dollar located on 653 Stanton Road and robbed the business at gunpoint. The suspect was wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, faded jeans with holes in the front, and white and black athletic shoes, and came into that location, police say, approximately 45 minutes before the robbery. Although Although the suspect with the gun is covered up, police are hoping that someone will be able to identify the suspect in the gray hooded sweatshirt. If you have information, call 251-208-7211. In your health news, 12 new cases of a lung disease linked to vaping have been reported here in Alabama. Now, nationally, there have been more than 2,200 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarettes, with reports from every state. These new numbers come as the Centers for Disease Control have identified 152 THC-containing products used by patients with a lung ailment now known as EVALI. According to the CDC, there's growing evidence the lung ailment involves THC-containing products with vitamin E acetate, though the CDC says there's no single source for the ailment, and they show 152 different products containing the high-inducing chemical in marijuana were reported being used by EVALI patients. Symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, fever, chest pain, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Health officials have advised people not to add any substances to their e-cigarettes or use them in a way the manufacturer did not intend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and talking about wintertime, that's the wet season. We just came off a very wet early fall, and now we're looking at winter ahead.
Yeah, winter's the wet season for us in this area, and so that means we're going to get a lot of rain. If you've got some drainage issues, you're going to see them this time of year.
You know, you've described this before, and I think this is true for all of us. We're in one of two camps. Either your yard stays saturated and marshy and the water never goes anywhere, or the other side, the water's coming through your yard at 90 to nothing and carrying off your soil and your shrubberies and everything else.
Sure. So, you know, if you've got some water sticking around and that water's not perking or something, we can put in a French drain, or we can come up with sump pumps. We have a number of solutions for that. Or if the water's washing you away, we can put in dry creeks, or we can put in catch basins. We've got a number of solutions, but we can really help you.
All right. So let's get that help and set an appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can make an appointment there, or you find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is dead following a shootout with Mobile County Sheriff's deputies. It happened last night on Lot Road. Deputies were responding to a 911 call about a man armed with a gun that was behaving erratically. When they arrived at the scene, deputies confronted 66-year-old Terrence White. Sheriff's Captain Paul Burt says there was a conversation, and the man chose to fire on the deputies. They returned fire, and White was killed. The deputies were not injured. Burt says White may have been suffering from mental problems. The shooter at the NAS Pensacola mass shooting was able to legally buy a gun at a Pensacola gun shop. The FBI says even though Muhammad Al-Shamrani was a foreign national, because he had a valid Florida hunting license, he was able to legally make the purchase of the 9mm handgun used in the shooting that killed three sailors and wounded eight others. Meanwhile, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley awarded gold wings to the parents of the three sailors who were killed in Friday's mass shooting. Airman Muhammad Haytham and Airman Apprentice Cameron Walters were honored as Naval Air Crewmen. Ensign Josh Watson was honored as a Naval Aviator. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile City Council voted 7-0 on Tuesday, approving a proposal by the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group to take over operations and the lease at Hank Aaron Stadium. MSEG will take over the lease from the previous tenant, Ballcore LLC, after that company moved the Mobile Bay Bears minor league baseball team to Madison, Alabama. According to John Sharp from AL.com, MSEG was in competition with about six other proposals for the stadium, and by taking over the lease, the group will be responsible for all stadium expenses for the remainder of the contract. That contract expires March 31st of 2022. MSEG's proposal to City Council claimed they'll host high school and collegiate baseball games at the Hank, along with live concerts and other events. Sharp reports that the Murphy High School baseball team plans to play its home games there starting in February. In college football coaching news, the Auburn Tigers have hired former Arkansas head coach Chad Morris to be the Tigers' new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Morris will replace Kenny Dillingham, who left Auburn for the offensive coordinator position at Florida State on Monday. Morris and Auburn coach Gus Malzahn have had a close relationship since their high school coaching days in the early 2000s. Morris was fired at Arkansas last month in the middle of his second season as head coach. He finished with a 4-18 record. He's expected to immediately join the staff as the team prepares for the Outback Bowl. Auburn is scheduled to begin practices next week and will face number 18 Minnesota on New Year's Day in Tampa. The Georgia Bulldogs have also added a recently fired SEC head coach to their own coaching staff. The Bulldogs announced Tuesday that they've hired former Ole Miss head coach Matt Luke as their offensive line coach. Luke was released December 1st after going 15-21 as the Rebels' coach. At Georgia, he'll replace Sam Pittman, who was hired on Sunday as Arkansas's new head coach. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport will miss the rest of the season with a foot injury that he sustained in Sunday's loss to San Francisco. The nature of the foot injury is not currently clear. Davenport, in his second season in New Orleans, he has 6 sacks, 31 tackles, and 3 forced fumbles this season in 13 starts. In baseball, free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole and the New York Yankees have agreed to a record 9-year, $324 million contract. That deal includes an opt-out after 5 years, also has a full no-trade clause. It surpasses Steven Strasburg's new contract with Washington that was signed on Monday for the most total money and annual average salary for a pitcher. In college basketball, Texas Tech upset number 1-ranked Louisville 70-57. Unranked Penn State upset number 4 Maryland 76-69. And number 11 Baylor beat number 18 Butler 53-52. It's 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Which is now open.
And Florida Street is
wide open.
Wide open.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other, They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Good morning, everyone, for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We have a new accident without injuries. Just happened a few minutes ago. Southbound 65 at Government. Also still there at Leroy Stevens in Winchester without injuries in Western America Drive at the West I-65 Service Road. Got some pretty gusty winds as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, so hang on to the wheel. Long hours in the kitchen, unwanted assistance from that certain family member, or Christmas brunch at the Battle House Hotel inside the Crystal Ballroom from 10:30 to 2:30. For reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
When a loved one is having a medical emergency, a few minutes can be the difference between life and death. As hospitals continue to close across Alabama, emergency care may be farther away than you think. That's why insurance profits shouldn't matter more than people. Over 117 million Americans depend on air medical transport during a life or death emergency. But insurance companies are refusing to pay for this life-saving service. Tell Senator Jones to side with patients, not insurance companies. Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. CBD products are now being sold at Dollar General. The company has confirmed that 20 different types of CBD products will be sold in 1,100 other stores in Tennessee and Kentucky. And then by 2020, stores will expand to Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Oregon, South Carolina, Texas, and Vermont. CBD is a naturally occurring substance derived from the hemp plant and used by itself does not contain a high. Dollar General will offer topical cosmetic products, including creams, ointments, bath bombs, bath salts, and face masks. The company does not have current plans to provide ingestible or edible CBD merchandise, but they say they're now offering CBD based on, quote, customer interests or demands. Time to check your closet and see if you have any extra shoes. Maybe you or your kids have too many shoes, let's be real. If so, you may want to donate them for a great cause, and here are the details. Mobile and Baldwin County students will once again be awarded and rewarded for collecting the highest number of shoes with money for their school's new PE equipment, thanks to Baldwin Bone and Joint PC. This is the 17th year that they're hosting and partnering up with the Port City Pacers, Dr. Glenn Glass, the University of South Alabama Student Recreation Center, and Mobile and Baldwin County Schools to collect shoes for the homeless outreach programs of Wings of Life and Family Promise of Baldwin County. Shoe donations for 2020 will be accepted beginning in January, with final shoe drop-offs received at the 2020 Azalea Trail Run on Saturday, March the 28th. Baldwin Bone and Joint will award cash prizes of $500, $300, and $200 to the top three schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties who donate the most shoes. Those interested in participating are encouraged to clean up those gently used athletic shoes and tie them together in pairs and drop them off at the following locations: Baldwin Bone and Joint, Dr. Glenn Glass's office, the University of South Alabama Student Recreation Center, PE coaches with participating schools in Mobile and Baldwin counties, and again, the final drop-off opportunity at the 2020 Azalea Trail Run Expo, which is Friday and Saturday, March 27th and 28th, at the Mobile Civic Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:58, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Okay, I don't have time for the entire story here. Let me run a tease, okay? Here's a tease.
All right, now take a look at this video. Pigeons in Las Vegas with hats on. Bobby Lee shot this video near Tropicana in Maryland. Now, it's not clear how the pigeons got the hats on the heads in the first place. All of it still remains a mystery.
Yes, pigeons and hats dominating the web.
But no there. Tiny pigeon chaps?
That's the next move. All right, we're coming right back. Hour number two on the way.